$1 bill so that amendments can be offered. Several senators had predicted the text of the bill would be ready for review late Friday or early today, but the bill still wasn't finished this morning when the chamber recessed after 4 hours of minimal activity on the floor. When votes will be taking place remains unclear. And anger and frustration mounting as President Biden and the Democrat-controlled Congress show no signs of reversing plans to allow a nationwide eviction moratorium to expire at midnight. This is SRN News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
Hot fun in the summertime. Well, Woodham Southside Firestone wants you and your family to have hot fun in the summertime. But listen, you know what happens. If you ignore maintenance, just regular maintenance, or if something's wrong under the hood of your car, you need to head to Woodham Southside Firestone. Over 40 years they've been taking care of my car. They are the absolute best ASC certified technicians. And I promise you, they're not satisfied unless you are satisfied. They're open Monday through Friday. They're a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. Firestone tires, all kinds of tires. They can get your vehicle equipped and ready to go for the summertime driving. That's the last thing you want. You know, the car breaks down. Now mama's looking at you. And if mama ain't happy, you know the kids ain't happy. And it's going to be a long trip. Prepare. Go by Woodham Southside Firestone today. Let them check it out. Woodham Southside Firestone, open Monday through Friday, located a half mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryan HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryan product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryan dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryan. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, Max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Floors Direct.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the intense heat. There could be an evening shower or thunderstorm somewhere, but not many to go around. They'll fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 79.
Morning of January.
Tomorrow, here we go again, headed for the upper 90s for a high temperature. But showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon and evening will be in more generous supply. And then the storms become more numerous on Monday, and Monday's high only 89. That starts to sound pretty good. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions expressed.
You can take all the tea in China. Seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey.
Welcome back to the program. Van the Man Morrison. I'll be able to play this clip for you. Let's find out. About the January 6th. It's only 5 minutes long. 5 minutes, 21 seconds. And I haven't gone through it and vetted it yet, so I may have to dump it. We'll see.
From both political parties, the 2020 election was by far the most egregious. An issue once heralded by the American liberal, who is now flagrantly quiet on the issue while seizing total control of the system with the full support of the entire mainstream media apparatus, pushing their once sacred democracy over the cliff into tyranny, just as Plato predicted millenniums ago. What should have been remembered as a historic day for democracy was spun into a blatant lie. Aside from the murder of Ashley Babbitt, the small amount of violence that did occur was about what you would expect, considering how the FBI, who have faked and manufactured nearly 95% of every terrorist arrest they've made since 9/11, had agent provocateurs involved in the so-called January 6th insurrection from the start. Federal agent provocateurs who remain free and protected, while dozens of innocent Americans are being tortured in jail with complete disregard for justice. With no evidence of a crime, they are being held in unlawfully cruel conditions, ignored by the criminal media responsible for putting them there, and punished for speaking to the press about beatings and torture. We don't know much about them. But we do know Joe Biggs. After serving his country honorably as a soldier, he then became a voice for American justice. Joe Biggs is now being held in third world prison conditions for simply being present at the U.S. Capitol. He recently wrote of his 3-month experience in jail. He wrote of health issues he has experienced as a result of sleeping only 4 hours a night on a cold steel rack, while not being allowed to work out, and only given 10 hours of sunlight in 3 months. A soy-based diet with hardly any protein, mostly processed foods, and some kind of gelatin dog food-looking stuff. There is no privacy allowed for the toilets, and he is allotted a single shelf that nothing can be placed on. They are punished by losing the ability to talk to family and being stripped naked and locked alone in a bright freezing room. Joe Biggs wrote, "I have anxiety bad now. Panic attacks so bad I black out." What happened on January 6th, 2021 was a crime perpetrated by a corrupt government against the American people. It's evident to anyone outside of the brainwashed herd. Russian President Vladimir Putin has spoken out against these crimes, and yet former President Trump has not. Perhaps the worst part of all is how both liberals and conservatives remain silent. Like cowardly domesticated pets, they say nothing while dozens of innocent Americans are tortured in jail like war criminals without any evidence of a crime.
They're POWs, folks.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
They are POWs, no question. You have to understand what I've been telling you. They have declared war on you. If you take your kids out of public education because you realize they're being indoctrinated, then you're on the list. If you're against abortion because you think life is sacred, God gave us life and it's sacred, you're on the list. If you love the sovereignty of being a free American and you're against this global tyranny that they're enacting, you're on the list. If you're a patriot, God, if you believe in God, or they call us evangelicals, you're on the list. We're the enemy. We're enemies of the state now, folks. I know I am. To be honest with you, I will follow God's law. And when the two collide, I will always follow God's law, not man's law. And I always pray that God's will be done. I don't pray for this country. I pray God's will be done because that's what's important. Now we have this BS. Well, it's the Hegelian dialectic all over again. This is their favorite MO. They love to do this. Because what they wanted all along was to put this nanotechnology inside of us. They've been doing it since 95 with the aerosol program. I had somebody argue with me on Facebook about chemtrail. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. If you're not capable of looking in the sky and seeing these long lines and realizing that's not normal, that hasn't happened prior to 95, something's wrong with you. If you have a problem believing our government would do this, then apparently you don't know how to look back, research, or read, because there's a long history of them doing this to us. And they are doing this to us. I believe it's UN-based, satellite-controlled. They are dropping chemicals on us. Aluminum, barium, strontium, God knows what kind of biologicals they're dropping on us. Several different elements to this program. If you run your home on solar, good luck, because they're going to keep the sky so full of chemicals, the sun's not going to be able to get through, not much of it anyway. They're against carbon dioxide, which makes the world work. These people, they're Luciferian psychopaths. I've been saying that to you for 7 years. Look it up if you don't know what that means and tell me I'm wrong. You can't, because I'm not wrong. I'm right. I'm not always right, but 90% of the time, 95% of the time, I'm right. These people are Luciferian psychopaths. They want to destroy America. Everything they do is based towards destroying the sovereignty of this once great nation. That's what they want to do. And they're going to succeed unless we stop them. Look at what they're doing. These are POWs that they've locked up. These people haven't done anything wrong. They're Americans. You know, maybe they should have went down to Mexico and broke into country. Then they'd get to fly wherever they want to and get all the free stuff. But I'm being silly. Let me hit a break. If I don't go silly, I'll go nuts.
Mm-hmm. looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our best deal of the year. Get the speed you need starting with Internet 100 for just $19.99 a month. Plus, ask how to get $200 on us. Sign up at WOWWay.com today.
WOW.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
In the Army National Guard, soldiers serve part-time and close to home.
My community means everything to me. It helps shape me into who I am today and is where I choose to raise my own family. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from. And as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The education benefits I got from serving helped me get my degree and jumpstart my career. The training and leadership skills I've gained from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people, help my neighbors, and look out for my community. I know that when my neighbors need us the most, my fellow soldiers and I will be ready. My family loves it here, and my part-time service means we get to stay here.
Serve part-time in the community you live in as a proud member of the Army National Guard. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Hot house? Here are a few AC tips from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Check the breaker, verify thermostat settings, and replace filter. Still not working? Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Since I seem to have this thing working, let's play something about the poison in the vaccines. Let's see if we can get this thing to sound right. Yeah, that's the intro. Come on. Honest News.
With fact checkers, some independent researchers who have attempted to debunk the findings of Spanish researchers called La Quinta Columna, originally broken here on the Stu Peters Show by Dr. Jane Ruby. That video revealing that graphene oxide, a toxic substance, a poison, was found in the Pfizer vaccines. Those researchers later found that the same applied to Moderna, and AstraZeneca is now being tested as a result of our reporting. The truth is here. USA Today lead stories, all funded by the cabal, were all over me, all over Dr. Jane Ruby, and out and out calling us liars for reporting those findings to the world in a video that has now soared over, well, I think about a million views on Rumble. We have sought the input of many medical experts, world-renowned doctors, Dr. Jane Ruby, Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. David Martin. They have all confirmed that report. But despite all of that confirmation, the assaults on our truth continue. On Twitter, you may have been recently following the hashtag Pfizer leak. We want to know what's in them. We want to know if it was pre-planned. Who's behind all of it? We want to know what to believe. So today we're going to get the confirmation that we need. It's hard to fact check documents. It's hard to fact check publicly discoverable proprietary ingredients. It's hard to fact check Karen Kingston. She is a former Pfizer employee, currently an analyst for the pharmaceutical and medical device industries. Karen, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your bravery. We admire your desire to expose the truth behind what appears to be, to me at least, one of the most, if not the most, evil agenda mankind has ever been subject to.
Well, thank you for giving me a platform to share my findings and to spread the truth. And you're right, it is extremely difficult to find this information and link it together. I do have a unique set of skills. This is what I do in the industry. I analyze intellectual property, the legal landscape for both physicians, pharma, and consumers. And then I'm also a scientific writer and do the clinical analysis as well. So you can't expect everyone to have that skill set to find this information.
Right.
And the truth is, the whole do your own research was born out of the reality that the mainstream media has been lying to us, and big tech and social media have been blocking the truth, and that's why people have had to do their own research, and that violates our First Amendment.
Yeah. So let's just lay it out there: is graphene oxide in these shots?
100% it is, and it's irrefutable, and I'll walk you through it. So what's really important to know is that all of the mRNA vaccines contain what's called a pegylated lipid nanoparticle. And that's what we're going to go through. So if you take a look at the Moderna patent, it says right there that this contains a lipid nanoparticle formulation. And as you go through the patent, which I'll show you, they specifically talk about various ingredients and various pegylated formulations that have alphanumeric codes. And then you can also find them in the filings with the FDA, with the IND and phase 3 trials for both Moderna and Pfizer. And you can also find them, you know, across the pond with the UK filings. I hope that's making sense so far.
Yeah, so far.
So here's the important thing about the patent. I read the patent. It's 193 pages plus attachments. And I read the patent to look for graphene oxide. It is not listed in the patent because it is a trade secret. So you remember Bill Gates saying that there was a trade secret?
Yes.
Trade secrets are not, you know, purview to the public, so they cannot be in the patent. So graphene oxide is not listed in the patent, and it lists everything but that. But I'm still gonna show you evidence that these contain graphene oxide, and the patent in China that shows they contain graphene oxide.
So let me just ask you, why would they put every other ingredient on the patent with the exception of the standalone graphene oxide? Why would they not put that on there?
I would say the number one reason is because it's poisonous to humans, and well known that it's poisonous to humans.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, and the other reason is because it is the main ingredient in hydrogel, which is the liquid, AI template that's used for some of Elon Musk's, you know, research and Bill Gates, as far as that creating an interface between humans and, the internet.
So there is a legitimate theory that these shots are actually designed to create some sort of connectivity between humans, 5G, whatever this is, controlling your thoughts, your memories, all of these things. I mean, those are realistic and plausible possibilities.
That's not possible with this round. They rushed this thing out. They're just seeing, you know, how much they can put into people before they die, I think, honestly.
So this is a dose-finding study, basically a live dose-finding study, and those that are dying or multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré, these tremors, the magnetism, all these things.
Well, remember, we're supposed to get boosters every 6 months, so we're going to get graphene oxide boosters every 6 months to see how much we can build up in the system. We'll go through this because when you see the nations that are being injected, we're the guinea pigs, you know, and so once they perfect this technology, I think there's a second plan. I actually am not super comfortable talking about this stuff because I don't like to give opinions on things, you know, and hypothesize. So I'd rather just
Understood.
Stick to the data, if that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you take a look at Chemical and Engineering News, there's these non-peer-reviewed journals. We call them rags in the industry. Every industry has it. And it's basically, you know, the whales of the industry, the who's who, and they just kind of brag about what they're doing. So this article talks about the pegylated lipid nanoparticles that are in all the COVID-19 vaccines. And there's four lipids, and I'll go over this. So the first lipid is cholesterol. And that's our body loves cholesterol. It makes it go through the blood. Then there is a phospholipid. The phospholipid adheres to the cell membrane, so that allows permeability to enter the cell membrane. There's an ionizable lipid, so that gives it a positive ionic charge to help penetrate the mRNA to get into the cell. And then there's the pegylated lipid. And so the reason why they created these is because mRNA is very unstable, whether it's synthetic or zoonic, which means it's from an animal, or human. It's very unstable. 80 degree weather kills it. Sunlight kills it. If you breathe on it, it dies. I mean, and the researchers all say this. It rarely gets past the nasopharynx area of any healthy individual. It's just, your saliva kills it. It cannot survive on its own. So it needed this kind of biosphere that they created for it. And that's why we have these four lipids, and then they put the graphene oxide. Now, what's interesting about the graphene oxide is that it's 4,000 times stronger than titanium and can withstand 1,700 degree Fahrenheit temperature. So we took this very unstable virus, single helix virus, and we made it indestructible, they made it indestructible. So the pegylated lipids, if you take a look, it's PEG, P-E-G. They're made by a company called Sinopeg, which is S-N-O, P-E-G, and they're located in China. Now, how did I find this out? Well, if you take a look at the Pfizer EUA filing, they list the four lipids. They have two lipids, each of which have four lipids in them in there. And so does Moderna. And Moderna's is called, it's called a material safety data sheet. This is what they use in industrial products. And it has a CAS number, and theirs is SM102 from Moderna. And then if you go to Pfizer's filing with the UK, the two lipids that are in there are called ALC0315 and ALC0159. So when I Googled MSDS-CAS, don't ask how I know all this information, and I put in some of those numbers, I found Sinopeg. I didn't find Sinopeg by Googling Sinopeg. I literally put in the MSDS number. And so if you go to the website, you'll see the, extremely long, 100 alphanumeric name of each of these lipids. And you'll see it under a tab called COVID-19 excipients. And it says polyethylene glycol PEG 2000, right? And then here you'll see it's ALC0159, and this company is located in China. And then if you pull from the patent, from the Moderna patent, they list out all the different polyethylene glycol 200, PEG 200, PEG 2000, and you will find those listed under the COVID-19 excipients in Sinopec. So it's right there. It's being manufactured in China. And so there's other vaccines that are mRNA vaccines that are not being sold in the United States. You can find those excipients here too by the CAS number, the Material Safety Data Sheet CAS number. And so if you want to know what is graphene, what they explain here on Sinopec is it is the core shell structured polyethylene glycol functionalized graphene for energy storage polymer dielectrics, combined mechanical and dielectric performances. So what that means is that graphene is a conductor, it can be a conductor of electricity. If it has a positive charge, and this is in some of the studies from the NIH and Moderna and stuff, if graphene gets a positive charge, it annihilates anything it comes in contact with. Right now, they're not charged, they're neutralized. You're like, well, how does it have a positive charge to get into the cell? That's that other lipid, that ionizable lipid that gives it the positive charge for cell penetration. But these currently are not, they're neutral. They have a neutral field. But if there is an electromagnetic field that activates a positive charge, potentially there will be damage and potentially death, depending on where these nanoparticles ended up in people's bodies and how much of them did.
So it's apparent to me that they're lying to the world. They're trying to hide this. This is the secret ingredient. Lead stories, USA Today, all these other publications fact-checking this program. It appears to me that they are out and out lying. We're going to get to who's in on all of this in a minute because I'm going to ask you, but why are they using this graphene oxide? It's a toxic substance. It's poisonous. Why are they using it?
Because it's a great conductor of electricity, and it can host a magnetic field, so it can connect you to the internet. That's okay. Why?
All right. I just wanted to make sure that I was clear on that. because I know that you're not comfortable opining opinions, things like that. I just want to make sure factually that that's what it can do. That's what it.
Gee, I wonder where the charge will come from. Maybe 5G, maybe? Find out when we get back from this yet another big break. You're listening to Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. I'll open the phones up at 8, but right now, please hold your calls. This is News Talk 93.1 WACV, and I'll be back in 5 agonizingly long minutes. Come back.
What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs. Oh,
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Montgomery's favorite Italian restaurant is looking for a few great people. If you like to work in a fast-paced, fun environment, this may be for you. Zaza is hiring all positions, front of the house and back of the house. You can expect competitive pay and to be treated like family. Apply online at ZazaSeriousItalian.com or in person at 130 Commerce Street, Tuesday through Friday between 3 and 5. Zaza Serious Italian in the alley downtown.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's the Trucks and Bucks giveaway at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away a Chevy Silverado truck, a GMC Sierra truck, and $40,000. Drawings August 6th and 7th.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the intense heat. There could be an evening shower or thunderstorm somewhere, but not many to go around. They'll fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature 79. Tomorrow, here we go again, headed for the upper 90s for a high temperature, but showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon and evening will be in more generous supply. And then the storms become more numerous on Monday, and Monday's high only 89. That starts to sound pretty good. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What is Katie Leon doing?
Yeah, and I mean, I haven't had the chance, but I could probably go into some tech publications and AI publications, and we can find more information on how graphene oxide is a great...
Well, the bottom line is it's poisonous. It's poisonous. It annihilates, if it has a positive charge, it annihilates anything that it comes into contact with. It's toxic for humans. It should not be in there, and it is. That is what I needed to know. Who's behind this? That's what I'd like to know. Who's behind all of this?
So I didn't put this in here, but there's a company called Shanghai Nanotech, and they filed a patent for graphene oxide for the use in COVID-19 excipients. This is a meeting of them at their headquarters. And that looks like, I think his name's Tail Zaks, the chief technology officer for Moderna. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the World Health Organization website, there is a page where they talk about how the global world needs to work together on these COVID-19 vaccines. It's from sometime last year. And you'll see the usual suspects there. You'll see like Peter Daszak and the names from Moderna and several names from the NIH and NIAID. So there is a large group of billionaires and millionaires many times over that have coordinated for the development and execution of these products.
So you knowing this, you bringing this confirmation, why would this is opinion, so you just tell me if you're not comfortable answering this, but I got to ask, why would people like President Trump, Ron DeSantis, Sean Hannity, what do they have in what stake in the game do they have? How do they not know this stuff? They have,
there's no way they could know this stuff. I want to be... When I read this information, I didn't know a woman could cry as hard as I cried. So I sent an email out on May 26th to about 30 outlets. With this information, I sent an email summarizing it. These are bioweapons. I even spoke to, and I don't mean to be disparaging to anybody, I even spoke to American frontline doctors and stuff. And after I spoke to them, you know, some of the doctors still went on saying, well, as long as you're, you know, if you're under 30, you shouldn't get the vaccines. And I called them up. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? These are bioweapons. Like, we can't say that. So the cognitive dissonance of the depravity and the evil of these injections is very difficult for anyone to understand. And you have to also understand that for the whole year and a half these were being developed, anyone that came out and said, hey, this virus isn't that bad, they were mocked, they were ridiculed, they were ostracized, doctors were threatened to have their license taken away. So the truth couldn't get out there. And then when anyone that was questioning about the speed of bringing these vaccines to market, the need for them, even the FDA documents, they talk about, hey, we don't think someone under 18 should get these things. We're worried about viral shedding. If you show this slide here, the manufacturing section of the application is redacted. Right? No one in good conscience should have approved this, but there is such brainwashing going on, such control of what basically the big tech wanted us to know as the truth, which was a bunch of lies, that it's very difficult then for when someone says to you, this is what's going on, to believe it. I would compare it to anyone that's been in a marriage where they had a spouse that was cheating on them. Your friends can tell you they're cheating. There's tons of evidence, but you are not going to believe it. You're not going to believe all your trusted advisors have been telling you this stuff is safe. Everything on the media says it's safe. And then someone says, no, it's actually lethal. And this is a planned, you know, planned genocide. It's impossible to believe.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm having a hard time. I mean, honestly, I mean, I'm a human, you know? And so just knowing people that have subjected themselves to this inoculation, knowing how hard, how difficult it is to have a conversation with somebody doing what I do, downloading to my brain terabytes of information every single day, trying to determine what's real, what's not, what's missing, what's disinformation, who's deep state, who's trying to throw me off, who's controlled opposition. You know, I mean, it really, it happens. It sounds like some kind of a sci-fi movie, but you're living in it, so you understand. I'm just trying to process all this as you're saying it. And I'm imagining, you know, people in the media, you know, I'm imagining, you know, the people that they don't understand that there are billions of lives at stake, or maybe they do, which makes it even worse because they're complicit in this. They're part of this, the carrying on of this. And then I think about everybody who's going to be mandated these shots. Listen, I got an email this morning. I got an email this morning from a very concerned mother of a young woman who is going to be attending a Christian college in South Carolina. And they're going to mandate this thing for her. 18-year-old young woman with her entire life ahead of her. And she's just one of millions of stories like this that are happening here in this country, what we're doing to our young people, poisoning them. And so then you've got healthcare workers. I mean, I have a dozen emails in the last 48 hours from nurses, healthcare workers, doctors, people who are working at these facilities, in these clinics, at these hospitals that are going to be mandated this. They don't want to do it. They need help. And, you know, the DOJ is telling everybody that they can do this, that governors can mandate this, that businesses can mandate this. And so...
Well, the DOJ, just because someone says something, and especially this current administration, doesn't make it true. Okay, the DOJ can say, we recommend this is mandated. We're saying that this is we mandate these vaccines, but it's a memo. I read the memo. Okay, it's a memo that was written by Dawn Johnson. She's the acting assistant attorney general to the president, saying that, you know, under Title Code 21, Section 564, private companies and local governments can mandate the vaccines under emergency use authorization. Her interpretation is reckless and it has no merit. So it's just an opinion. It is not enforceable, period. You know, and on top of that, what's happened with these vaccines or these injections, these EU injections, not only is all the campaign and the propaganda a bunch of lies to terrify people into getting injected, you know, which is a violation of human rights in and of itself. On top of that, you know, she hasn't mentioned Title Code 21 in her memo, which is what this falls under, because they violated four other sections of that title code under drug safety, drug and vaccine safety. They have under Section 502, it's false and misleading labeling, because this thing is not a vaccine. There is no benefit to your health when you get injected. The only thing it can do is poison, harm, and kill. So there's false and misleading labeling. It doesn't tell you that it contains graphene oxide. Adulterated drugs and devices, it also violates Section 5001, which again, adulterated drugs and devices is if it includes a toxin, which is the graphene oxide. It also violates Section 312.23 under initial new drug application. So if you go through an IND, you have to prove safety in animals before you move on to humans. They signed a letter of intent for pregnant rats. If that doesn't make you furious, and we're injecting pregnant women, and under the IND, it says if there is shedding, if there is a risk to people of childbearing age, then you need to stop the trial. We know there is shedding. We know there is risk to childbearing age. And the FDA even talks about it in their protein therapy and oncolytic virus treatments, that shedding is a real thing. And you need to do animal studies first. Then you need to do phase 1 human studies. And if there is if there is shedding, then you need to come up with control measures so that you don't infect the uninjected, which is what's going on right now. They also violated Section 131242, which is clinical research holds and requests for modifications. So that says if any of these things I said, and there's at least 36, you need to stop the trials.
Trials have been stopped when 25 people die, when 6 beagle dogs die.
They were supposed to stop the trials when they did the mice study, and all the mice, 80% died in 24 hours, and the rest died by the end of the week.
But there is no threshold here, is there?
I mean, you should have stopped the trials at the
That's the bottom line. There is no threshold, is there? There is no threshold. It doesn't matter how many people die. They will continue this incessant push, won't they?
Until American people speak up and say enough is enough, stop it, they will keep pushing us until, you know, they basically wipe out America.
Wow.
And they're going after the children, which is what's so disheartening.
Well, they're basically telling you everything I've been trying to tell you. This is a bioweapon. The plan is depopulation. They're trying to get rid of most of us. I'm hoping that if you don't believe me, maybe you'll believe somebody else. I'm taking a shot. Let's take a break. I'll finish this one up, and then we'll open the phones up when we get to the 8 o'clock hour.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Housing lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@chartered.net.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and we're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. Talk about the river a little bit. You know, you can come down here and rent you a pontoon boat. These are 24-foot boats. They hold a pretty good crowd. You know, 8 to 10 is nice, comfortable, but I think it holds up to like 2,400 pounds. So all you got to do is come down here with a driver's license and a credit card, and we can get you hooked up. You don't have to have a boating license or anything to rent a boat. So we can fix you up where you can have a great time down here on the river and jump in. There's a rope swing up here and a sandbar. Come on down here. We'll fix you up with that. And let's talk about also, you can bring your camper down here, your RV. Come spend some time with us. We've got an RV park right here next to the restaurant. You can walk over here and get you some good food, get down to the river, catch you some fish, have a big time. All right down here at the Capital Oyster Bar. Also, live music coming up. Go to my Facebook page or to capitaloysterbar.com. You'll see what's coming up. But the big one coming up, Labor Day weekend, from Chicago, Wayne Baker Brooks. Y'all get down here soon. We've been missing you, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
There is a, you know, there will be no posterity. There will be no America. You know, if people of childbearing age become infertile, and then children are at most risk for having serious adverse events and death from these injections. I mean, just look at the myocarditis numbers.
And the numbers
there are
being
25,000 reported. We know that's at least 10%, which would be 1 in 2,500. And it's probably more like 1 in 250, which would be 4% of children are getting, having decades taken off their life or dying.
I am up against a hard break and I have to go. Will you come back on this program? Because we are dedicated to the truth. You are a wealth of information, and I've got so many more questions that I would like to continue this conversation with you. Will you promise to come back? I mean, are you comfortable with doing that?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to be on. If I'm not comfortable answering a question, I'll just say I'm not comfortable answering a question. Yeah. I'm okay with saying that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have so many more, and I know that there's going to be a pouring out of questions on my social media and my DMs and my Proton Mail. Please ask her this. And so I just want to reserve the future opportunity to have the conversation with you.
Absolutely. And I sent you a lot of the documents from the FDA website and the patent and office.
We're going to post all of those at stupeters.tv. Karen,
put it all up there.
Thank you so much.
I do. I drafted letters to healthcare associations, and I've just been so busy. But obviously, after talking to you, I will finish those letters today so that people can send them to their employer. They can send them to their school. They can, you know, send them to healthcare providers saying that, you know, I have the right to informed consent. I'm not saying it's going to stop them from getting fired, but what will happen is eventually justice will prevail, and our Constitution always prevails. And you will have evidence that they can't plausibly deny that they didn't know this information.
I believe that to be 100% true, and I appreciate your optimism, because that is what I'm trying to hold on to here as well. Unbelievable! Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Really.
Yeah, it was Stu Peters, and. I had her name up here. I don't know what happened to it. She's a former Pfizer employee. And I know that a lot of what you hear on this program probably scares the bejesus out of you. It does me too. But folks, before you can rectify a situation, you have to know about that situation. And that's my job, is to tell you what they're doing so we can stop it. Okay? Now, you heard them tell you what I've been trying to tell you, is this is all about depopulation. Well, here's the thing, the Constitution. Now, I'm 60, about to be 61 years old. I remember a time when people could be charged with crimes against the Constitution, right? You probably, maybe you remember that too. I don't know. But the question I have is, what happened to the Constitution? Why are we not going by the Constitution? And then, of course, that brings up a whole nother topic of 1871. Now, I've resigned myself to the fact that I am quickly becoming an enemy of the tapioca bola puddings administration. But understand, I simply want my constitutional republic operating legally and following the Constitution as it is bound to do by law. Why are they not doing that? Now, we did a show a few years ago about the purported swap of constitutions back in 1871, and let me just kind of recap that. This is how the story goes. After the Civil War, you know, the illegal war where President Abraham Lincoln violated the Constitution, the aforementioned Constitution, by not allowing states to legally secede from the Union. Remember that? Despite Lincoln's greenbacks, the Union went broke. So what he did is he reached out to the Crown to save us. So what purportedly happened then was America became a corporation. Hence the all caps spelling in any and all legal documents. When you see the United States of America, you'll see it in all caps, which is legal speak for corporative, okay? The Constitution was replaced, and plans were put into place to allow the crown-controlled cabal of international bankers to come in and control the money in our country. Think Federal Reserve. Now, there had already been two previous attempts by international bankers to do just that, but they were stopped by our brilliant founding fathers. Well, what happened was they suspended the first constitution for a Vatican, quote, crown corporation, corporative constitution in 1871. So the United States president, the United States Congress, they've been playing politics under a different set of rules and policies. And when you think about it, that really makes sense of what they've been getting away with, and nobody seems to be held accountable. Well, maybe the reason they're not held accountable is by, according to their rules, they're not breaking any laws. See, the American people do not know that there are two constitutions. The first was penned by the leaders of the newly independent states of the U.S. in 1776. As we know, on July 4th, 1776, the people claimed their independence from the crown, temporal authority of the Roman Catholic Pope, and democracy was born. So for 95 years, the United States people were free and independent. That ended in 1871 when the original Constitution for the United States of America was changed or swapped to the Constitution of the United States of America in all caps. Congress realized the country was in dire financial straits, so they made a financial deal with the devil, also known as the City of London Corporation, established by the Catholic Church on January 1st, 1855, thereby incurring a debt to the Pope. Now, the Pope and his bankers were not about to lend this floundering nation any money without some kind of stipulation. So, They devised a way of taking back control of the U.S., thus the Act of 1871 was passed. With no constitutional authority to do so, Congress created a separate form of government for the District of Columbia. With the passage of the Act of 1871, a city-state, or a state within a state, called the District of Columbia, D.C., located on 10 square miles of land in the heart of Washington, was formed with its own flag and its own independent constitution, the United States' secret second constitution. The flag of D.C.'s District of Columbia has three red stars, each symbolizing a city-state within the three-city empire. As we've talked about on this show, those three cities are, of course, Washington, D.C., the City of London Corporation, and the Vatican City-State. The City of London Corporation is the corporate center of the three states and controls the world's economies. Washington, D.C. is in charge of the world's military. And the Vatican controls the world through the guise of spiritual guidance or religion. And although geographically separate, the city-states of London, Vatican, and Columbia are all an interlocking empire called the Empire of the City. Now, the Constitution for the District of Columbia operates under tyrannical Vatican law known as Lex Fori, or local law. When Congress illegally passed the Act of 1871, it created a corporation known as the United States, in all caps, and a separate form of government for the District of Columbia. This treasonous act has unlawfully allowed the District of Columbia to operate as a corporation outside the original Constitution of the United States and in total disregard of the best interests of the American people. POTUS, President, is the chief executive of the corporation of the United States, United States is all caps, operating as the CEO of the corporation. The POTUS governs with a board of directors, his cabinet officials, and managers, senators, congressmen, congresswomen. Barack Obama, as others before him, is POTUS. This was written back when he was operating as vassal king, taking orders once again from the crown. Through the RIIA, Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is their version of the aforementioned Council on Foreign Relations. The Illuminati, founded by the Society of the Jesuits, or the largest Roman Catholic religious military order headed by the Black Pope, created the Royal Institute of International Affairs in 1919. I just told you that. The American equivalent is the Council on Foreign Relations. The RIIA and CFR set up roundtable groups based on the King Arthur legends. So what did they achieve when they passed the Act of 1871? It puts the U.S. back under crown rule, which is Vatican rule. The United States people lost their independence in 1871. The Constitution of the United States of America is the Constitution of the Incorporated USA. It operates in an economic capacity and has been used to fool the people into thinking that it governs the republic. It does not. Capitalization is not insignificant when one is referring to a legal document. This seemingly minor alteration has had a major impact on every subsequent generation of Americans. What Congress did by passing the Act of 1871 was create an entirely new document, a constitution for the government of the District of Columbia, an incorporated government. Instead of having absolute and unalienable rights guaranteed under the organic, real constitution, we the people now have, quote, relative rights or privileges. One example is the sovereign or the people's right to travel, which has now been transformed under corporate government policy into a privilege that requires citizens to be licensed. You got driver's license, passports, tags, all that crap. By passing the Act of 1871, Congress committed treason against we the people who were sovereign under the grants and decrees of the Declaration of Independence and our real organic constitution. The Act of 1871 became the foundation of all treason since committed by government officials. As of 1871, the United States is no longer a country, it's a corporation. In preparation for their stealing of America, the puppets of the Roman Catholic Pope's banking cabal had already created a second government, a shadow government, designed to manage what the people believe was a democracy, but what was really an incorporated U.S. Together, this chimera, this two-headed monster, disallowed the people all rights and all our sovereignties because the USA is a crown colony. The USA has always been and remains a crown colony. King James I is not just famous for translating the Bible into the King James Version, but for signing the first charter of Virginia in 1606, which granted America's British forefathers license to settle and colonize America. This charter guaranteed future German Roman Catholic kings or queens of England that they would have sovereign authority over all citizens and colonized land in America. After America declared independence from the crown, the Treaty of Paris, signed on September 3, 1783, was signed. This treaty identifies the German Roman Catholic King of England as Prince of the U.S., Prince George III, by the grace of God, King of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, Defender of the Faith, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. Do you understand what I've just said? Do you understand we are no longer of, by, and for the people? We are a corporation. We are run by the crown. Why do you...